This is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago. Congratulations to the Northwestern football team for beating the Bobcats. We are here until 6 o'clock to answer all of your real estate questions. In studio with me today are Tracy Kahn, Joe Cotton Ford. If you have any car questions or transportation questions or truck questions on your commercial trucking fleet, Tracy's in studio. We have Candace in here from In-Home Healthcare, our in-home healthcare expert, to answer all of your in-home healthcare questions. And Mr. Floor Igor Marak is in here to answer all of your flooring questions. And I'm here to answer all of your mortgage, credit, and anything, you know, personal relationship questions, whatever you got. We start every show with Elwood Buddy. How many miles to Chicago? Hold on.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago. Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
All right, we got all of the technical challenges out in the first 5 minutes of the show, so that's good. So we got smooth sailing from here on out. 312-981-7200. I think we're going to replay Dave Ennett's tossing it over to us again during the 4 o'clock hour, just for the hell of it. 312, because we like the cat, Mr. Cat. He's awesome. 312, go Cats. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're here to help you with all of your real estate, housing, auto, whatever type of flooring, whatever type of question you have that has to do with being under a roof, either your house roof, your garage roof, whatever you got, we got it covered. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We'd love to see your pictures. Whenever Igor's in, we always get pictures of people's messed up floors, and he always has a wonderful time analyzing it and telling our listeners how to renovate their floors or what not to do to make the floor look like it currently looks.
Right. We don't want to make it worse, Dave, right?
My God. We've seen some horrific floor jobs.
We sure have.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. The damage that our listeners unbeknowingly have done to their floors because they haven't been educated in how to properly take care of their floors.
Right.
Which we're going to go through. But we always start the show ladies first. Candace, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
Great. Got to get a little closer to the microphone, please.
Hello.
What are we talking about today?
We're talking about the holiday shopping season with your senior parents, keeping them at home while you go out and do the shopping so you know everything's okay, everybody's covered. Talking about, you know, taking care of somebody on a moment's notice for those people just being released from the hospital and need help. And then anything else anybody wants to ask me.
All right. Give us a call, 312-981-7200. If our listeners want more information on your services, what number do they call?
847-219-1718. 847-219-1718. Candace, fire.
All right. And we're going to fire it over to Tracy Kahn. Tracy was here early today. How you got here? Hang on. For some reason, that's not working. Hey, Tracy. There we go. Boom. You're up and ready to roll, Tracy. You were here early, ready to go.
Today's my birthday, and I just wanted to get in and out early if I could and get home for dinner.
If I would have known, I would have brought five cupcakes because I'm on a diet. You're going to be hearing more about it. Soda, state-of-the-art diet. I'm down 17 pounds.
Wow.
Woo!
So I've been doing a good job not eating things. I was at the suite. I was invited to the Notre Dame game and Wisconsin game. There was chips and popcorn and chocolate chip cookies, which is my downfall, man. It just barking my name.
And all you could do was smell it.
And all I had was the cucumbers and the peppers and three bottles of water. So I was a good boy because I'm on a mission, but happy birthday. I would have brought you something. I didn't know.
I didn't tell you for that reason.
All right, there
May
you go.
May I sing to you later?
I'm sorry?
May I sing to you later?
Yeah, at 7 air? O'clock. No. Show's over at 6. You could sing anytime after 6:01. You're going to be talking about what on the show today?
We're going to talk about inventory because that's kind of been the topic all year, and what kind of deals are going on right now, and what to expect if you're hoping to get a vehicle before the end of the year.
I keep hearing things are getting better, things are loosening up, more cars are coming. I heard you on another radio station either this week or last week. They did a live remote from your shop.
Yeah.
And you were talking about, hey, we just got another two cars off there, and you're like, yeah, we're up to, what, a 32 or 39, whatever it was at the time. And the host is like, well, what's your typical, what can your lot, you know, put that into perspective, what can your lot typically hold? And I think the number was close to 400.
400 new, yeah, and about 200 used. So, wow. Yeah, we're as of the time I left the dealership earlier, we were up to 41. So that's an improvement over the 7 that we had in July, 7 new. And we have 26 used. We should have 200 this time of year.
When is that all going to what is going on? I mean, I've been hearing a chip shortage, but we've been talking about this chip shortage since the fire in the Taiwanese factory 6-8 months ago. Aren't there and again, I'm not trying to sound dumb here, but aren't there other chip factories out there that could ramp up production to make good on all these missing chips that this factory that burnt down can't produce or no?
So
obviously not.
Right, exactly. So the unfortunate part is there's a lot of places that make chips, but Intel and Apple and a lot of other companies make chips, but they have to be specifically automotive grade chips. So they have to be good to 60 below zero and up to 180 degrees. They have to be able to bounce. So in other words, you're not going to take your laptop computer out when it's 20 below and start playing catch with it. It's probably not going to work too well when you're done.
Okay.
So it's specific chips.
If our listeners want to reach you and learn more about your fine company and the products that you promote, how do they reach you?
630-682-9200 or at joecottonford.com.
Mr. Floor, Igor Marak, what are we covering today before the break?
So, David, you know we're a full-service flooring company.
Yes.
And one of the things that that we do as a full-service company is we educate our clients on proper maintenance. And we do that through not only education, but also through producing our own cleaning products, as you're personally aware
of. I use it in my house all the time.
Yeah. So one of the things that, that has really become a hot topic is, you know, people want to be able to clean their floors themselves, and they want to do a deep cleaning. Okay, and so what we did is we actually came up with a deep cleaning kit, David, that people they can go to MrFloor.com, use the promo code WGN, and we have an actual kit that we will send you where you can, you don't have to hire a professional to do it. You can use our cleaning products. We have a special microfiber mop, some additional cloth microfiber pads for homeowners to be able to do it themselves, and the results have been fantastic.
On their hardwood floors.
Their hardwood floors, correct.
Really?
Yeah.
When did you come up with this?
So it's been a few months. You know, we rolled it out about 2 months ago now in earnest.
You haven't been on since then.
I've not seen you since
then.
Right. So the deep cleaning kit has really revolutionized what we do. You know, we sell all of our cleaning products at MrFloor.com.
Yes.
But the deep cleaning kit kind of combines all of those ancillary items into one consistent kit. We ship that over to you, and now you can really do a great job on your floors.
I want to learn more about that. We're going to take a quick break here, right, Benny? Are we earlier for the break? All right, we're gonna keep going before the break. All right, a couple things that I want to cover is on the show before the break is I talked to, and I'm the only one harping about this anywhere in the media about this prolonged rental eviction moratorium, and nobody's talking about how it's impacting the homeowners that own these homes that are renting to these tenants who aren't paying them. And I talked to a 75-year-old retired policeman in the city of Chicago. He owns a number of different properties. That's what he got into. And he told me a story, which I'll share on the show, about how he tried to evict somebody who stopped paying them for months. I guess you have to give them a 5-day notice for legal. And then COVID hit, and then the moratorium hit, then he couldn't evict them. He turned her heat and air conditioning off because that's the only thing he could control. And he tried to get her to apply with the state to sign the document so he could get paid the $25,000 that the state has to offer. She refused, okay, even though she's been living there for 2 years for free.
Wow.
And he's not getting any revenue. And nobody seems to care about this homeowner, right, this business owner. And I'm going to tell you the story of how long it's going to take and why the governor is going to, without telling anybody, extend the moratorium through October. I'm going to predict that. The governor seems to come in at the middle of the night to always extend these things without much fanfare. He's been doing it 4 or 5 times already. And it just puts these homeowners that own these rental properties in a bad spot. They're not getting any revenue.
They're small business owners.
They still have to pay. They still have to pay their mortgage, their taxes, and the insurance. And nobody seems to give two beans about these homeowners or home buyers because it's putting pressure on the home buyers because there's a lack of inventory. So we're going to talk about that and a couple other things that I came across because you won't believe what's going on out there with this craziness. How people just he's like the lady who I want to evict has a full-time job, works, but just refuses to pay the rent. Now, for those individuals that need the help, we should get them the help. Those individuals that are just milking the system, you're scumbags, and you should get out of the way to let these honest business owners sell their home. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We'll be talking about this and more for the next 3 hours. 312-981-7200. We're going to be right back after these messages. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line to all of those listeners, all of those happy Northwestern football fans driving home. Congratulations on your win today. Congratulations. Very exciting win. I'm sure you're all very happy driving home. Go Cats. Well, let's talk about Mr. Floor. You haven't been on in 2 months, and in the past 2 months, you've launched this new deep cleaning floor system that I know nothing about. I'm just learning about it now. What is it the same blue spritz stuff that you put on the floor, or is it a different type of makeup? Is it a different formula? What is it?
So the formula is exactly the same, Dave, the same one you're familiar with. But what we did is we made it easier for people to receive everything in a single box that they would need to perform a proper deep cleaning of their floors.
Okay, so you're selling the mop with it and a sweeper beforehand to clean up all the dog hair and all the schmutz on top before they spray the blue formula down.
Correct. Correct. So basically, once they go to MrFloor.com and they order the deep cleaning kit, what they're going to get basically is they're going to get our wood floor cleaner, which you're very familiar with. And I know you use it at home and your floors look spectacular.
Yeah. And I used it on the home that I sold when it was listed. Amy Kite sold it.
Yeah.
And when before she came in to do her Matador with the pictures and the video.
The 3D, I think it's
4D. I don't know what it is. You know, where it basically gave you a 360-degree view of the room. It's a great system. A lot of realtors have it.
Sure.
I have three kids. Each kid took a bottle. My wife took a bottle. I took a bottle. And we were, unbeknownst to me, we were on our hands and knees with the micro pad. I'm like, there's got to be an easier way to do this, but we wanted to sell the house, make the house look spectacularly beautiful, and it did. We sold the house in under a week, and every time that we showed it, we like took our spray bottles and we took our positions and worked our way out the garage door because we wanted the house to look spick and span. You know, I know that's another product, but that's but you've got it's a deep cleaning in a box.
Correct. So what we basically did is we simplified what you just described. So we have our cleaning product along with an all-aluminum, very durable mop.
Yeah.
Okay. It comes with an extra wide microfiber pad.
Okay.
And then we give you another one or two to go along with it so that you always have enough to kind of do an entire house if you need to.
Do you take it out and throw it in the washing machine?
You can absolutely throw it in the wash. It's up to 300 machine washes.
Wow.
Okay, it's a very durable product.
And how much can you get square foot per each cleaning?
So our bottles are rated approximately at 2,000 square feet.
Okay.
So if you were to use up every ounce of that bottle, you would basically do a 2,000 square foot house, you know,
with the same type of mop head?
With the same type of mop head. But we always recommend, depending on how soiled the floor is, that you periodically remove the soiled one. You can rinse it in the sink, let it air dry, use the replacement one, keep going while that one's drying, and then throw it back on. But what's great about ours is you don't need a bucket of water, you don't need a mop, you're not oversaturating the floor, you're not coating the floor with any oil or wax. Everything you need for a proper cleaning is in our bottle. So it's a spray bottle, you spritz it onto the wood floor, and then you walk this microfiber mop up and down, and that cleans and conditions the floor.
What does that cost? What's the investment in that?
So the investment is $40.
And how many bottles of cleaner do you get?
You get one bottle to get you started, and then we also sell the refill gallons on our website at MrFloor.com. And again, we recommend...
Promo code, WGN.
Use the promo code. I mean, it's a nice savings on your first try.
Yeah.
And then just, moving forward, that's all you have to do. You don't have to buff it. You don't have to wax it. You don't have to do anything. Just spray and wipe.
I get copies of emails whenever anybody goes to WGNDavid.com and clicks on one of the experts' email and sends an email, good or bad, whatever it is. I get blind copied on it because I want to make sure that people are following up and the quality of the responses and everybody's getting responded to. And you get the most emails out of anybody thank you for telling me not to use the oil, the vinegar and oil.
Sure.
Thank you for telling me not to stop using the hot water I've been using on my floors for the past God knows how many years. And thank you for bringing back the shine.
Yeah.
Because what all those different products do is dull out the floor, dry out the floor, and cause damage to the floor.
Right.
And your product brings it back.
Right. You know, so in essence, what other products do is they leave a layer of waxy, oily film behind. And every time you clean, you're actually encapsulating and entrapping dust, dirt, and debris. And in essence, you're creating almost an abrasive surface, David, because, you know, the other products tout themselves as leaving your floor shiny. Well, you don't want that, because what's leaving the floor shiny is oil
sticky,
and wax.
Yeah.
Right. And so we get calls literally on a daily basis. My floor is hazy. My floor is lifeless. What can I do to bring it back? The reason it's all of those things is because you've over sort of oiled or waxed your floors, and now you've basically dulled them out, and now they look lifeless.
And that oil attracts dirt.
And traps that dirt.
Right.
And then every subsequent cleaning does the same.
Phone number.
So our phone number is 847-674-7500 or MrFloor.com. And don't forget the promo code WGN at checkout.
We're going to throw it over to you, Tracy Kahn from Joe Cotton Ford, on the way back to talk about this car shortage situation again. Also talk about your commercial fleet service area, which a lot of our listeners can't get parts, can't get trucks, and are running their trucks a lot longer. And a lot of them don't know out in the western burbs where you're at that you've got a whole commercial fleet garage that you can handle that. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. The MegaPros call, text, and photo lines 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. 773 just sent a picture of their Mr. Floor product on their hardwood floor.
Wow.
Yeah. Satisfied customer David from Bolingbrook.
Thank you, David.
So that's there you go.
Very, very nice. Very nice kind
job.
Of you.
Is there a Mr. Floor product for cabinets? Yes, the wood cabinet cleaner.
That's right.
Go to MrFloor.com and check it out. Plug in promo code WGN. So you made the crack round as a shape, Tracy Kahn.
Just pointing out the facts.
Just pointing out the facts. I am I'm down. I closed over 15 pounds.
And you're looking very svelte.
I'm just fat now, not overly fat. I'm down to two chins and a man B cup, which I'm working on.
And you used to have more chins than a Chinese phone book.
Right. So I'm down to two chins, which is good, and one fat roll on my back, and my underpants don't roll over anymore, which is a major thing for fat men all across the country that are listening right now. I'm with you, brother. Okay? So I'm down. I'm on this new diet. You're going to be hearing commercials, state-of-the-art soda. It's out of Dallas. What are you laughing about? What? Which one? The one roll, the two chins, or the underpants rolling over?
Underpants roll.
It's true. It's true. Well, you know, I'm in 38s for the first time where I could breathe in them in about 10 years. And you'll be hearing more on my journey. Mr. Round is a Shape, smart guy. Yeah, but you're a invited guest and a welcome and a valued member of our team here. And we were talking prior to the show. It's getting a little better. But up north where I live, off the Edens, there's a Honda dealership, there's a Volvo dealership, there's a Range Rover, there's a Mercedes, there's a BMW. And the only one that has, and a new car lot, used lot, the car lots, L-O-T-Z, they're the only one that are packed with cars.
Right.
And a lot of these car dealerships are like, have enough room for 400 cars like you, which I guess that's standard for an auto dealer. And they've got 12 to 15 cars. I counted them, 12 to 15 cars. I'm like, how are these guys staying in business? So my question to you is, how are you staying in business? Because your typical month, you're moving what, 60, 70 cars?
No, a typical month, we're doing about 150.
I didn't mean to insult you. Okay, you're doing 150.
Yeah.
What are you doing now?
60, 70.
Okay.
So half.
Wow. Half.
So you have to do it in service. So the good news is, since there are no new vehicles to sell, or not many new vehicles to sell, people are fixing up their older cars.
They have no options.
No, they really don't.
Right.
So they bring them to us, and then we fix them up. And honestly, with the internet the way it is today, it used to be you made your money in sales. Now you make your money in service. So you try to sell the vehicles to get the service work.
Sure.
And so it's not a bad thing for us.
Are you servicing? So you're Tracy Conn, Joe Cotton Ford, mm-hmm. obviously you're a Ford dealership.
Yes.
If somebody rolls in with a GMAC product, mm-hmm. a GM product, or mm-hmm. somebody rolls in with another automaker product, are you able to take care of those cars?
Certainly. And we not only cars, but even medium and heavy duty trucks. So we work on internationals, we work on GMC trucks, we work on many different vehicles. So it's not just Ford vehicles. Yes, we can work on anything. We can't do warranty work on non-Ford okay. vehicles, but we can work on any vehicle.
And the commercial fleets that are out there, they're having the same type of challenges. These businesses that are running trucks like Igor's, like yours, mm-hmm. like most of our listeners that own a business that have to transport something, a product or service or something. Okay, even if you're in the service providing business and you have to shuttle people back and forth, your employees back, you need vans, okay? You need cargo trucks and all that stuff. They're having the same challenges finding new equipment, and they're running those typically 200,000-300,000 miles, whatever it is. They're running them 4 to 5 to 6 because they can't get new vehicles to replace their old fleet, and you've got that capability.
I do. I've got the commercial service center that we opened a year ago, June, and it's been very successful because of everything that's going on.
Right.
Again, since we don't have the vehicles, people are fixing up the older ones, and it's amazing what people are spending on older ones because they, like you said, they need them for their business. And if there's no new vehicle to be had for their business, then they have to spend the money on their older vehicle to keep it running so that they can deliver their products.
And I've spoke about this back in May. My wife, we had the conversation. Mm-hmm. My wife's car was perfectly fine. 2017 Lexus LX 470, 50,000 miles on it, mm-hmm. right? It in a normal market, we would have never thought about moving it. It's a perfectly fine car.
Yep.
Okay, I called you. I'm like, hey, what do you give me for the car? You're telling right. me that there's a shortage and people are falling all over themselves.
Right.
You're like, you could get this. I'm like, well, the dealer where we're getting a new car from is giving me $62,000. He's like, really? I go, I got it right in front of me. You're like, yeah. Sell. I'm like, done. So
wow.
it's supply and demand. If you want to give me that much over value for my wife's car.
And I believe it was $20,000 over what
yeah.
the book said that it was worth.
You said it was worth $42,000. They gave mm-hmm. us $62,000, $63,000. I said, yeah. sweetheart, we're going to get into the car.
Yeah.
She's like, why? My car is fine. I'm like, because we're getting 30 G's more
yeah.
over what the value is, mm-hmm. Or $20,000 more, you know, whatever it is. I'm like, we're getting a new car. Because sometime in the future, I didn't think it would go this long. I really didn't think it would go to August, September. October. I don't see any help in sight, to be honest with you.
No, it's gradually getting better. As I said, we have 41 vehicles on the new vehicles on the
yeah.
lot right now. We only had 7 in July, so it's gradually getting better. But it'll be a year before we have
wow.
any kind of meaningful inventory. So gradually, those you did it at a great time.
Yeah.
These prices are going to come back in line. And as we get more and more new vehicles and people start trading and there's more trade-ins. But another thing to think about, too, is I don't know if you've tried to rent a vehicle.
Forget lately.
It. Forget
oh
it.
Forget about it.
I had a customer come in and tell me he got a vehicle at Enterprise and it had 81,000 miles on
wow.
it. I would have never guessed.
I'll give you one. I flew to Columbus for an overnight thing for a corporate in Columbus, Ohio. I figured, okay, I'll go rent the car. Thinking Columbus, Ohio, right? It's not the mega metropolis like Chicago. I'm like, hey, how much for a mid-sized car? $280. I'm like, I'm not buying it. I'm like, yeah. I want to rent it for a yeah. day. They're like, yeah, it's $281. I'm like, how much is a small compact car, right? They're like, $176. I'm like, I'll take an Uber. I'm like, my God, to rent a car.
For the yeah. day.
For
one day.
24-hour period.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got in there like 2 in the afternoon, 2, 3 in the afternoon. I had a 12 o'clock flight out. Wow. It was like $240. I'm like, you out of your flipping mind? I'm not buying the car. I just want to drive it for
yeah, but that's a supply and demand issue.
100%.
You just said it, right?
And, 100%.
And Tracy's dealing with it. We're dealing with it in our industry. We have
everybody
supply.
Is.
I think everybody is, yeah.
Yeah, it's really terrible.
So you're going to pay more. 312-981-7200 if you have any questions. 312-981-7200. It's crazy what they're doing. And then when you go to these auto car rental companies at the airport, you're waiting a half hour to an hour. A couple of my colleagues waited for an hour. She flew to, I don't know, like Cleveland for something. She's like, the flight was longer from Midway to Cleveland than it was to get the rental car when she got to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a unbelievable pressure. So selling used cars right now, if you don't need that car, I cannot stress it to you enough. You are at the peak of the market still.
Right.
And yeah. You have to get rid. If you don't need that car, now is because eventually this housing market's going to start sliding and prices aren't going to continue to go up because more inventory is going to come out. We'll get to that later in the show. But the same thing with cars. If you've got a third car or second car sitting there, you're working from home, you don't need that car, you could make some bank on that car right now.
Absolutely. And right now is the time, just like you said. I mean, you were right at the peak of the market, but the market is still really hot for used cars. And we have a lot of people who have husband and wife working from home now, and they really don't need two cars. They only need one. So why not get big bucks for your one of your vehicles, and,
sure.
and you have one that you can still use.
And I remember the listener sent the picture of you going to his house.
Yes.
And picking up the car. He's like, this is the greatest thing in the world. I picked up the car, got rid of the car, and I made like $4,000 or $5,000 because I got rid of a car I wasn't using. I saved monthly on the car insurance,
mm-hmm.
right?
They're big fans of the show.
Big fans of the show. They're like, oh my God, you're the Tracy Khan. Yeah, I'm Tracy Khan. He's out there doing headshots and doing
that's all right.
Doing signing autographs.
And I told him you were my right hand man.
Right, I'm your right hand man. If our listeners want more information about buying a new car, new truck, selling their existing car or truck, or service on their commercial fleet, how do they reach you?
They can call us at 630-682-9200 or at joecottonford.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Our newsroom's all fired up, ready to go. Barometer reading. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We've got Marcy coming up out of the break. I'm sorry, Candace coming up out of the break with in-home healthcare. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGN. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's our phone, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Before we go to Candace, real quick, Igor 815, what's wrong with Murphy's Oil soap on my wood floors? So we typically don't name products, but this is a product that was named by a texter. So we were going to answer the texter's questions. Murphy Oil soap, which you told me to throw in the garbage and not use on my floor. So why do you recommend that?
Right. So Murphy's Oil was introduced many, many years ago because there was nothing else to be able to clean sort of leave your floor shiny, right? And the problem, again, we've talked about this 100 times.
Yes.
Anything that leaves your floor shiny, any cleaning product, David, that leaves your floor shiny, you should run the other way. Because what is happening with that sheen is it's actually leaving behind oil and wax, which acts like a magnet, traps dust, attracts dust, and then each subsequent cleaning encapsulates it. And so, yes, initially it'll leave your floor shiny, but then over time, it's going to become hazy, it's going to become lifeless, and it'll become a magnet for dust, dirt, and debris, and it'll actually wear your floors out prematurely because it'll encapsulate and entrap all that dust and dirt in each layer. So that is the reason we don't recommend products like Murphy's and like other products that have oil and wax that tout leaving your floor shiny.
Okay. Well, there you go, 815.
Hopefully I've answered the question.
Take that. 312-981-7200. Candace, let's talk about holiday season. The buzz is in the air. October's around the corner. Halloween's 30-some days away. Thanksgiving, 60-some days away. Nice. Christmas is my birthday, 90-some days away. You're welcome. Thank you. I appreciate that. I don't know. Just the first thing that came to my mind. You're welcome. It's going to start getting colder. We've spoken about that with Dykstra, and get your clean and check done now before it's 20 degrees outside. It was 56 degrees this morning when I went to the gym and Tracy was out on his bike. It was 53 degrees.
Thereabouts.
Thereabouts. So it's coming. It's right around the corner. Our listeners are going to want to get out and do their shopping, but they also are going to want to make sure that their loved ones are cared for. So can you address that? Because a lot of our listeners don't think about that. Like, I can't go shopping because, or I can't run out with my girlfriends, or I can't take that trip downtown or go to see a play or something like that with my friends, because who's going to take care of mom and dad?
Let me give you an example. I was at a wedding last night and grandma came, and it was great grandma. Great grandma just had enough time to go to the wedding and go back home because grandma is very frail.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same instance. We are going to take care of that grandma or your mom and dad, and we're going to make it so they are safe and you can go shopping for the day. You can take the kid, you can do everything, and you have somebody there safe to take care of grandma, mom, dad, whoever we're taking care of.
Or how about somebody to take great grandma to the wedding, so you could spend the time at the wedding enjoying the wedding of your family member. Obviously, if great grandma's there, there's going to be hopefully a grandma and a mother and a granddaughter who's probably involved in some type of celebration, or an aunt or an uncle or a niece or a nephew or great niece. You know, that sort of, listen, I got a bat mitzvah coming up with my daughter in 27, 20, 30 days, right? And we're going to go out. And we're, you know, the parties are starting to happen again, right? My daughter's 13, so we're starting to get the invitation, right? We're on the bar and bat mitzvah rotation here, and every weekend it's something else. So people are starting, listeners are starting to go back out and celebrate events, weddings and bar and bat mitzvahs and quinceañeras and all the other stuff that goes on. And if you have to bring a older member of your family, or I like to call a more experienced or mature member of your family, it takes a little longer to get them in and out of the door. It might take them a little longer to transport them. You could help with all that.
We can help with all of it. I would suggest, if you're doing like an out-of-town wedding and you're bringing somebody, a mature person, maybe set up, you know, a caregiving service where you can take that person so that person doesn't miss any of it. I mean, I'll tell you, I was crying last night watching my niece get married, and so was great-grandma. But, you know, we have to have people to take care of them, because mom and dad are not going to be at that wedding taking care of great-grandma. We need that caregiver there to take them, get them out of the car.
How many instances that our listeners don't go to weddings of their friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors because they have to stay home and take care of mom and dad? That's also another service that you can provide to allow them to go celebrate these events. Listen, they've been locked up in their house for 18 months because there hasn't been a lot of celebrations. There's been a lot of celebrations, but through video, right? Yes. I mean,
virtual celebration.
Yeah, yes. Virtual weddings. And yeah, you're invited to a virtual wedding. Mm. Great. But it's better when everybody's there, 150 people are in a room, and you put your butt on a chair and somebody lifts you up and you do the horror. I mean, it's a lot more fun doing that than doing it virtually. Okay. And a lot more of that is happening. And this is the type of service that our listeners don't think about. I can't go. I got to take care of mom. I can't go. I got to watch dad.
No, you can go. Let me take care of mom and dad. Or the more mature individual. Let us do it. And let us enjoy the time with them. And while you enjoy your time. And you still see grandma. You still see the more mature person. And you're happy.
I have a 217. This is a great question from a texter. What about helping teens with special needs?
We can do that too. We've done teens. We've done children. We don't restrict anything.
So aged isn't the...
It's not an issue.
Igor.
Candace, just real quick question, just off the cuff. Can I like hire your service for like an hour, for a couple of hours? Or is there a minimum time requirement?
No minimum time requirement. We're 24/7.
So if I need you for an hour because we need to run out and do something and you need to stay with somebody at home,
I have not somebody a problem. There.
See, that's a great service, David.
Well, I know it's a great service. Well, here, I'll tell you what else is a great service. Shopping and doing around the house things, because let's face it, it's going to start snowing. We're going to start getting ice, and you don't want a 75 to a plus 60. Listen, some 65-year-olds aren't in great shape either.
Sure.
Walking down the stairs, slipping, going to get the mail, trying to shovel. It's not safe. Okay. It's just not safe. And you could take care of all of those different tasks that you and I and everybody in the studio doesn't think about. Opening up a door, walking down the steps, making sure it's not slippery. We could throw salt down. We could test it. I've got better balance now that I know you're looking at me, that I'm round. I got better balance now that I'm down a bunch of weight.
You're less round.
I'm less round. I'm like oval. Right. I'm like oval right now. I'm not round. Got a long way to go. But our listeners who have challenges, the last thing you want them to do is step outside their door, take a step, and go down. Because when you go down, nothing good happens when you go down.
No.
Sometimes you have nobody there to get you up. And sometimes when you go down, when you're a more experienced individual listener, up there that have more age than we do, our bones are a lot more fragile than my 54-year-old bones right now, okay? And it's very dangerous. And that is where these types of services, we had Frank, I'll get the last name, from Access Elevator on last weekend. He puts in all these lifts for all of our listeners, you know, not ramps because you need a bunch of clearance, but lifts to get them up so they don't fall and slip, where our listeners could just roll right out if they're in a wheelchair or walk right out if they're in a walker onto the lift. The lift takes them down to the lower level and they walk out.
Yes. Bathing.
100%.
Think about bathing. All of these people.
Bathing chairs.
Sure. I mean, all of that.
The walk-in bathtubs.
Phone number.
847-219-1718. Candace Fire.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back with all of your calls and texts. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 was 277.
That's what I was just going to say. You're no longer there.
262 as of this morning. Buck naked on my scale. I feel bad for this. I keep saying I'm sorry to my scale for the damage.
Well, at least it doesn't say come back later alone anymore.
Well played. Okay, there's another one. Benny, you got that one for the next one? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. Candace, 815. Does insurance or Medicare help pay for services rendered by in-home health care?
No, they don't. Medicare, Medicaid does not cover anything. However, long-term insurance covers it. And when you talk about the loans that you're supposed to take out on the house, that could help pay for it. When you talk about your loans and having that extra...
Home equity line of credit?
Yes, that is it. And the home equity line of credit and using that towards home health care.
And what some listeners use is a reverse mortgage to cover the home health care costs as well, because you could take out a HECM, a home equity conversion mortgage. That's what a HECM stands for, also a fancy name for a reverse mortgage, where you could take it out in one lump sum, or you could get it as a line of credit where you could use it for those type of services.
Yes.
Okay, so we have a 90-year-old a lady in her 90s, Holocaust survivor, living in Highland Park in a $450,000 home. She's down to probably $25,000, her last $25,000. Last. That's all she's got. She gets $1,300 a month Social Security, and she has $6,000 of real estate taxes in Highland Park. She owns a home basically almost free and clear, and she's got all this equity there, and she just will not sign the reverse mortgage paper to take care of herself and to help extend her lifetime in that house. She doesn't want to move. Listen, you're a Holocaust survivor. You can do whatever you want, right? You made it through the Holocaust. I'm not going to tell you to move. I'm not going to tell you to sign anything, right? You're a lot tougher than I am. So, but there are different types of financing options. A home equity line of credit is definitely one of them at BMO Harris. So the only difference between a home equity line of credit and a reverse mortgage is on the line of credit, you have to make a monthly payment every month. Yes, you could use the line of credit to make your monthly payment, but somewhere in the future, you're going to run out of equity in the line of credit. The nice thing about the reverse mortgages, you do not have to make the payment. If you don't want to, you could defer that payment and use it for real estate taxes, homeowners insurance, minor upkeeps around the house with Frank Wazalewski, that's his name, from Access Elevator. You could call David Haas from Miracle Method to take care of all of the bathrooms and the bathtubs, which he has a transition, which is phenomenal to get your loved ones in and out of the bathtub without worrying about them falling and stepping over a 3-foot lip of the bathtub or whatever it is, 28 to 30 inches, whatever it is. It's dangerous, okay? So these are the things that you could different creative financing that you could get into. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Before the break, I just wanted to cover, at the beginning of the show, I mentioned a retired cop, loyal listener of the show. He's basically a small business owner, like as Igor brought out. He's been renting. He owns a bunch of rental properties. And here's my prediction. It's going to happen within the next probably 96 hours that the governor is going to clandestinely, in the middle of the night, extend the eviction moratorium one more time. And the reason I predict that is because I found out a couple of days ago talking to this individual, talking to our listeners, that everybody, all the landlords know that Sheriff Dart doesn't evict people between October, between November and April. It's just known because it's quote unquote the winter. So according to this gentleman, I haven't had it verified by the county, but this guy's been renting properties, and he used to be a retired Chicago police officer, so I take him for his word, that the sheriff will not evict anybody November through April. So if you're this guy who owns this property, try to evict his deadbeat tenant who has a full-time job, leaves for work, he says, every single day. You know, who knows where she goes, okay? He's been playing the system for the past 18 months. He tried to evict her, gave her a five-day notice. Then the COVID moratorium restrictions came in. So I said, what happens when it turns around, when you can evict them, when this moratorium's lifted? He's like, as soon as it's lifted, I gotta give the tenant a five-day notice. Okay, so there's 5 days. Then what happens? I have to wait for the sheriff to give them notice. He's like, the sheriff's going to be so backed up. It's not the county sheriff's fault. There's just not enough man and woman power to do it. I have to hire a service provider, $300 to $500. Then after that's done, I have to go to court, another couple of grand. And then I'm like, how long does it take to evict them? He's like, another 5-6 months. Wow. So I'm like, so then we're basically towards August, September next year. And I talked to him this week. So it's going to take another year based upon what you're telling me, because you know the governor's going to kick this thing through the end of October, not to give these individuals time to file the necessary paperwork, which would be the right thing to do, because if Sheriff Dart's not going to kick them out November to April, at least they could have all the legal stuff done in October. So when April comes around, they could start the proceedings, and this small business owner that owns this property could start to maybe get some of that rental income, lost rental income, and maybe be in a better position to sell some of these properties because they have don't have a tenant not paying any rent. Now, I'm not trying to be a cold-hearted SOB here. I'm just telling you that there are listeners out there, and we all know who they are, who are taking advantage of the system, and the poor landlords are getting are stuck in the middle and in a vice and getting squeezed, and nobody's talking about it, and nobody seems to care. And it's just, you know, this is a show about real estate. This is common sense of what's happening, but I don't know why we're the only one talking about it. You know, nobody cares about the homeowner, because everybody thinks if you're a homeowner or a property owner, you're rich. You're not rich. You still have to make your mortgage payment. You still have to pay your taxes. You still have to pay your insurance. You still have to upkeep that property. And it's just, there's no money coming in. And that's what a lot of our listeners are living off of, Igor.
Yeah, I mean, David, this tenant that you're talking about that should be evicted, all she has to do is sign off on the government program to help this this retired police officer, you know, collect his you know, his back rent.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, and she's not even allowing that to happen. Right. So it's almost like she's punishing him twice.
It's ridiculous. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. That music means we got a news, traffic, and weather coming up here. A full bank of news. Bob in the newsroom's ready to take over. 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. If you've got any challenges with your home, your car, or you want to show us a picture of your parents, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's WGNDavid.com to check out all of our podcasts and download all of the information for all of the experts on the show. Supply chain has been a challenge for the past, I'd say, 18 months, ever since COVID hit. You've been having, you experienced it on the flooring side. Candace is experiencing it on the human resource side. And we all just heard what Tracy's experiencing on the new car side. We're not having any challenges because, you know, we're just pushing paper here in the mortgage industry. So it really doesn't impact us. It impacts our buyers that are trying to buy homes because there's less of an inventory there because there hasn't been any major home building going on since the collapse of 08 through 2010, 2011. And the home builders have had challenges getting materials. We all heard about the wood challenge and the plywood challenge and the copper prices and all that other stuff. Mike from Lindholm Roofing was in here. The the roofing materials that he needs to put on the roof and all that stuff are at a shortage. How is that impacting what you guys do at Mr. Floor?
Yeah, it's the same thing for us, David. You know, so we saw inflationary pressure on lumber before COVID even hit.
Yeah.
And then when COVID hit, everything came to a complete stop. So we thought maybe things would reverse, you know, we'd have more supply. But really what happened was what stopped were all of the factories and all the mills that produced all of our flooring and all of our plywood and all of the other ancillary materials. So when we started to come out of COVID, the demand returned with such significant force that the supply didn't stand a chance. And we're still not recovered.
Right.
We're still waiting for mills to come online. They're waiting for labor to return so they can, you know, fire up those mills and really, you know, enter the market properly. And so really who loses in all of this is the consumer, you know, because we have no choice. We're waiting for lumber, so we're having to pay more for it because it's scarce, and we have no choice. I mean, we try to absorb as much of that as we can, but we wind up actually, you know, we're forced to really pass it on. Exactly.
Right.
So, you know, as consumers, you know, we all sort of share in that burden, whether I'm trying to buy a new car from Tracy or I'm doing anything, I'm buying a new floor. It doesn't matter. As consumers, we all lose. And, you know, we don't know when that's going to stop, when it's going to end. But, you know, as long as the demand is going to continue to outpace supply, it's basic, you know, economics 101.
Where do you get your lumber from? Where does the lumber come from? What part of the country to make the wood to turn the trees into the wood that you buy to put onto our listeners' floors? Is it from the South? Is it from the Northwest? Is it from Canada? I mean, where does it come from?
Yeah, excellent question. So we actually only buy northern lumber. So we like our lumber to come from the UP, the Upper Peninsula, and into Canada. And the reason we like flooring manufactured from that lumber is because it's a much slower growth season, which makes for a much more dense tree, which makes for a much more durable wood floor. So again, not only is that more expensive lumber to begin with, just by definition, because it takes them longer to harvest it, but there's not enough production facilities up there now to produce it. So we're sort of, it's a double-edged sword for us. You know, we want to continue to buy the better lumber, but there's not enough of it to go around. So now we're starting to kind of come into the Appalachian area.
Wow.
And specify our lumber there. But it's really a challenge.
What about the Pacific Northwest? Because all the Axe shows, Axemen that I watch, because I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, dropping trees down on high-grade inclines and then lifting them up with like more bigger equipment. And it's just cool. And if you don't, you should check out Axemen.
It's a fun show.
It's a fun show.
That's David's new workout regimen.
Yeah. Axemen. Right. I mean, I'd probably slip a disc or something, but I don't know how they do what they do, but it's kind of cool. What's the reason for not buying out there? Transportation?
Transportation, yeah. So it'll actually cost us significantly more to source our lumber there and then truck it halfway across the country than it would be to actually source it from really just our neighbor up north.
So from March to what? Through April into May, the entire country was shut down, essentially, okay,
yeah.
in 19, right? Or in, I forgot what year, in 20.
20, yeah.
Okay, and then all of our listeners were sitting at home picking apart all the stuff they don't like about their house.
Yep.
And realized that they could shop online if they're not going to work. They could. Some of them could work from home. Some of them couldn't work from home. Some of them are still not working from home.
Yep.
Even though there's jobs open up all over the place, a lot of our listeners just are still not working, but they're still shopping and saying, "I want new windows, I want new floors, I want new drapes, I want a new couch, I want a new furnace, I want a new air conditioner," and they start buying this stuff. And everybody did it basically at the same time in May,
right?
When everything was shut down for 2 months, and we still haven't caught up to that.
So what they bought, David, was existing inventory,
right?
Right. So all of that existing inventory
gone.
Became depleted and everything was shut down. So nothing new was being produced.
Right.
And then demand comes back. Production isn't there yet. And now whatever's being produced is already sold months in advance. That's why you're waiting 6 months to get your sofa.
Right.
That's why Tracy's waiting, you know, however long,
how long.
You know, 6 months, a year to get a car. It's really, and we're doing the same thing. I mean, we're robbing Peter to pay Paul with our lumber. You
right.
know, we're piggybacking on whatever lumber we can piggyback on with really even with competitors in our industry. We're trying to buy as a group now, and we're sort of almost creating an allotment system.
Yeah.
you know, you'll take this because you need it, and I'll take it next time, and vice versa. I mean, it's all these partnerships are developing.
Okay, yeah. That's cool. If our listeners want more information, how do they reach out to you?
Yeah, they can give us a call directly at 847-674-7500 or find us online at MrFlora.com.
Got some text messages here coming in about your commercial fleet service. So let's talk about that. We got must-have truck owners out there interested in learning more about your fleet service opportunities there. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Now I could just, take pictures of me eating my soda products, state-of-the-art.
Wearing a Speedo.
Not yet.
Is that an outtake or an intake that we just heard?
Both. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Received a text message here from 815. Tracy, my maintenance supervisor just quit. Need help repairing my trucks. Can you help me?
Absolutely.
You get a lot of that.
I do. I do. What town are they located in? Do we know?
Yeah, 815.
815. Okay. So,
I don't know.
We do a lot of work. A lot of Roy Spencer's trucks,
Permaseal's
trucks are in 815. So, yeah, we do a lot of work for 815 and 847.
Burr Ridge is where Permaseal's new facility. Well, it's not new anymore.
Not anymore, but it's enormous.
Built a state-of-the-art, ginormous,
beautiful.
It's gorgeous. Gorgeous facility. And nicely done, Roy and Lorianne Spencer, on their facility in Burr Ridge. But do you get a lot of those type of calls? Because a lot of these service techs, you can't find them. A lot of these service managers are getting up in age and retiring. And the competition for the service techs, to if you're a small business owner, is getting tougher and tougher to keep. And these small business owners, their trucks, their life. If their trucks aren't rolling, they're not doing any business. They're not doing any business. They're out of business. So are you coming across a lot of that with this lack of a better term, employment shortage, as we just talked about the material shortage? Candace was talking about she's having, would love to hire more helpers. And both of you guys, Igor and Tracy, were talking about you're constantly open for business and hiring listeners who want to get in. Joe, if Joe was here, would tell you every single service provider expert on the show is looking for help.
Absolutely.
And so do you get a lot of that where, hey, my guy just quit. Hey, my guy went down sick. I need somebody to run my garage. And instead of running a garage, they just run them through your shop.
Yes. So we're getting that more and more, and especially with the strike that's going on right now, we're getting vehicles from a lot of different dealers as well, not just Ford, but other manufacturers as well. But yes, we do pay our people very well in order to keep them. And unfortunately, it's good for them, but that's what it takes. And that's what keeps our business strong, is by having good technicians who've been with us a long time. Many of them have been there 20, 30 years. And it just keeps customers coming back, and they'll say, hey, I want Dave to work on my car, or I want Tom to work on my car. It's they just know that they're comfortable with the person that they're bringing their vehicle to.
So if you set up, if ABC Company's listening right now, close to Carroll Stream, close to your shop, okay, within what, a 30-mile radius, 20-mile radius? Is that about?
Yeah.
Is that what your service area is?
30, 40 miles, yeah.
30, 40 miles. And they've got a fleet of trucks, and they're tired, or they can't find mechanics to fix their trucks, or maybe their mechanics aren't as up to speed or technically trained or have the equipment that you guys have at an auto shop that services fleets of trucks. I mean, hello, right? That's what you guys do.
Yes.
Is there a way to set one group up, or two of your team members up, just to service that individual company's trucks and vehicles? Or is it just round robin whoever comes through? If a company came to you and said, Tracy, I'm getting out of taking care of my trucks. The overhead's too much. I can't get the parts. You've got a much greater reach getting parts than I do. I'm a one-man shop here. You're servicing hundreds of cars and trucks a month. How do they transition to your company to do that?
So when we get new fleets that come to our business, and more, and through the show especially, we have picked up some rather large fleets that have come to service with us. What we're having to do is we're having to expand our hours. We have people that are coming in at 5 o'clock in the morning. Sure. We have people that are staying till 8, 9 o'clock at night. Mm. And that's the only way that we can get through all of the vehicles we need to service right now. And again, with the strike going on right now, it's even amplified there. But yeah, that's the only way we can do it is expand the hours.
773, what strike is Tracy talking about?
The union, the mechanics union, I believe it's Local 134.
That services union shops?
They're union mechanics, union service technicians.
So if your car dealership has a union mechanic, what the union mechanics are represented, those mechanics, then are they servicing cars? Do they have any?
They can't service cars.
They can't. So that dealership's complete service bay is shut down.
Right, and it's not unique to Ford. It's Chevy. It's Volvo. It's everybody that is in that union. They're all on strike.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes.
And your shop is not a union shop?
We are not a union shop. We pay our guys quite a bit over union scale. We give them great insurance, 401k, match money. We treat them well. And
so if you have, wait a minute. So if they, I did not know about the strike. So how long has the strike been going on?
Since August 1st.
Holy smokes.
So we're going into week 9.
Week 9 of a strike, of an auto mechanic strike at dealerships throughout this listening area.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So the only mechanics that are open are non-union shops.
Correct.
Interesting.
Yeah. Is this just for Ford, or is this for
everybody? No, as I said, this is all manufacturers.
Industry-wide.
Yeah, right. We have a Chevy store right down the street from us, and I drive by there in the morning, and they're out there picketing.
I had no idea.
Wow.
So if you have a Chrysler or whatever, right, name the brands. I'm mm-hmm. having a brain freeze on
Dodge,
and the other ones. And if their shop is a union shop, they're not serviced. So the owners of that dealership can't bring in non-union workers to service those cars.
you open up a big can of worms when you do something like that. When somebody crosses a picket line like that,
you're going to be lined for death.
Absolutely, you're taking your life into your hands.
Interesting. 134 is electrician. Auto is 701. Thank you, 630. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah, our listeners are on it. We don't know anything about it, but our listeners know it. So thank you, 630. 134. Our electricians and the autos are 701.
He's right.
So that's driving a heck of a lot more business to your shop.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, in order to facilitate that, we have to think outside the box and kind of work outside the box now, which is earlier and later and Sundays and Saturdays. So
217. Can I send a picture to get my car evaluated? Or do you have to see it in order to give them a price?
You really need to see it, unless you're going to take a series of pictures, maybe 20 or 30 pictures.
You give them a range?
I can give them a range, yes, and I'll need the serial number and the miles as well.
So you could do some background checks. It's got to do with the cleanliness of the car. You could check to see if it's been in any accidents.
Correct.
But you got to do a kick the tires and check the oil dipstick and all that other stuff and do some diagnostics before you're going to write a check.
Yeah, and what's going on right now is people who've had vehicles that have been in a flood. For example, there was just Hurricane Ida. Oh. Those people are wanting you to give them a price over the phone. Hey, tell me what you're going to be. Okay, send me a check. I'll send you the car. No shot. Exactly.
No.
So yeah. I want all the information up front, and it really helps to see it. I mean, I'm not going to put top dollar in a vehicle that I don't see.
Think about that, though, what you just said. I understand, but think about that. The added pressure of these hurricanes coming through and flooding out areas, and those cars, once they go underwater. And listen, how likely is it if the water's inside your car up to your rearview mirror that you're going to be able to reclaim that car? Is that car shot?
It's shot. The problem is you're going to have problems down the road. Every electrical connection, especially with salt water, is going to corrode, and sooner or later they're not going to work, and it just creates electrical nightmares. And a lot of times the insurance companies will just total those vehicles, but you'll get people that will buy those vehicles
not knowing.
And then not knowing or knowing and then try to push them off on other people. So if I see something coming out of Louisiana this time of year or right now, I'm very leery.
Wow. I never thought of that.
Yeah.
You take all of those cars off the market, puts an added greater stress.
Absolutely. I mean, think about all those dealers that are down there that just lost all of their inventory.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That is unbelievable. It just continues to snowball a bad.
Absolutely.
312-981-7200. Thank you, 630, for that clarification and correction on which union is on strike. Thank you for that. 312-981-7200. Candace, we're going to come back, throw it over to you, my friend.
Ooh.
And we're going to be talking about different ways that you could help and specific examples of how you helped WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago listeners who listened to our show contacted you so other listeners can get in their heads ways that you could help them. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text and photo line, 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's a MegaPro's call, text and photo line, 312-981-7200. Every time you're on, Candace, in home health care, you get a number of calls, texts, and emails from our listeners. We have a text message for you, Tracy, later after in the next segment, which is very interesting about cars coming up from the south. But I want to concentrate on the listeners that you are able to help through the services that you provide, because some of these services our listeners might not even know about, like our the earlier texter, do you help with special needs children? Sure. I mean, no, you wouldn't think of that because you're always talking about helping experienced homeowners in their home. Well, here, if you are a 40 or 50, 30 to 50 or 60-year-old individual taking care of your special needs child that you need to run out, you need somebody qualified to make sure that that individual is taken care of, is safe, and doesn't do anything that's going to jeopardize their health, safety, or welfare, why you have to go to an important event, why you have to go shopping, why you have to go pick up another child or take care of your family member. What are the different types of services that you've provided to listeners of this show that have called you or texted in during the show that you've responded to?
I had Sharon in, I believe she was in Northbrook, and she was 91 years old. And what she did, she couldn't drive anymore. They took her driver's license. Her husband had passed away 4.5 years ago.
Who took their driver's license?
The state.
Oh, the
she
state.
She couldn't pass the test.
Oh, she couldn't pass the test.
She couldn't pass the test anymore. So what we did is we brought in a caregiver that took her shopping, would come in through the garage door, take her shopping, take her to Bloomingdale's to buy her makeup, come home with her,
meds
take
and
everything,
dinners.
Meds, meals. If she wanted the fridge cleaned out that day, the fridge was cleaned out that day. And then sometimes they would just sit and talk.
Companionship.
Because companionship.
Okay.
I have another man in, I believe he's in Glenview. His name is John, who just was called, this was actually 3 days ago.
How
called
old?
91, 92.
Wow. God bless him.
And he had a fusion of L5, L6.
Yep.
Well, his wife can't move him. She's a little dot. And she turns around and she called us. So I got somebody in there, one of our best caregivers, God bless her. We got her in there and now he's moving. He's moving, he's walking.
95-96 L5-L6 fusion.
Yeah.
Holy, I had my L5-L6 disc taken out or repaired about 8 years ago. And I was on my rear end for a good week.
Yeah.
That's a tough surgery.
That's a tough
especially
surgery.
When
you have to walk.
Yeah, I mean it's your lower lumbar. Wow. Okay. So
then
there's
we had another one. We had a young lady in Park Ridge who her name Marla, who was an MS patient.
Sure, my mom had MS.
And unfortunately, you know, she was at that stage where her mind was going, the body was leaving.
Yep.
So every time we moved her, she would scream.
Yep.
So I had to explain this to my caregivers that, you know, she's not screaming at you. She's screaming because of pain.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And we had a great time with her. And then the parents moved to another place and they've got more help.
Okay, good.
So, I mean, we do everything. We've had children. I've had a 2-year-old children because the parents had COVID.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
There's nothing you could do. So they stayed upstairs. Our caregivers were downstairs with the children.
And I remember after you came on the first time, we had a lady call from Florida who called in to thank you for taking care of her mother in Buffalo Grove,
yes.
who just came back from a medical procedure. And due to travel restrictions or whatever it was, she couldn't make it back. Her son was checking in half the time when he was off work, and you filled in the time that he was away at work. So he would go to work. You would come in to take care of mom that just had some medical procedure. And then when the son came home after work, your professional would check out and the son would take over and mom would be safe. And this lady called from Florida, who used to live in Chicago, is living in Florida right now, called to thank you during the show because it put her mind at ease living down in Florida. I think she called in the wintertime. It was like 80 degrees there. Well, we're negative 15 here. Which is, I think I made sure I commented on that. But it put her mind at ease knowing she's, 2,000-3,000 miles away, that mom's being taken care of when her brother, who was living with her, I don't know if he's still living with her, while he was at work. And which is a peace of mind that, and I'm sure the brother had peace of mind, knowing mom was taken care of too.
Yeah, we have one like that now too. Another one like that, that when he goes to work half the time, he's half in the office, half not at home. She has macular degeneration. She's 95.
That's when you can't see, right?
You can't see. You can only see on the outside. Sure. You can't see pupil-wise. So what we do is we walk behind her because she's a little weak. And we walk behind her, make sure her toileting, her showering, all that stuff.
Because she's still proud and wants to do it on her own.
Yeah, she does. She wants to be on her own. She doesn't want to be in any place. So we take care of her. And it's been going on. And thanks to the show.
Yeah.
And thank you, Sharon.
Yeah. So if you've got any different types of opportunities for that you need help with, send us a text, 312-981-7200, so Candace can review it and answer them during the show. If our listeners want to reach out to you directly, how do they reach out to you directly?
847-219-1718 or inhomecaregivers.net.
Mr. Floor, 847, I'm looking to sand and stain a pre-finished hardwood floor. Is this recommended? Or should I just tear it up and start with a fresh floor? Good question.
Great question. Comes up a lot.
What is pre-stained? Explain what pre-stained is.
So a pre-finished floor means that the floor was sanded, stained, and finished at the factory. So each individual plank has received all of its coatings, its coloring, you know, whatever color that that client would have ordered. The floor comes out of the box basically ready to be installed, and once it's installed, it's done.
Okay.
There is no further application of anything to the surface.
Just got to knock it in, size it, square it up, and go.
Exactly. So if her floor, or if his floor, I don't know if the caller...
847's floor.
So if the floor is a solid floor, meaning that it's solid 3/4 inch, not a thin engineered floor that cannot be sanded.
Right.
If it's a regular solid floor that just happens to be pre-finished at the factory, absolutely you can sand it. Absolutely you can treat it like raw lumber, change its color, do whatever you want to it.
How many times can you sand a pre-stained floor that was in vogue 10 to 15 years ago? That's what a lot, you know, in order to get these homes done quick and less expensive, you get the boxes in, you take it out of the box, you measure it, you put it down, bing, 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 you know, with the big hammer machine you got going there, whatever it's called, you saw the angles, you saw that at the end. How many times can you sand that down and refinish it? Is it the same thickness as it would be if you put in just a naked floor instead of a pre-stained floor?
Yes.
Or
yes.
Is it thinner? It's the same thickness.
As a matter of fact, yeah, it's absolutely the same thickness. So the differences between a solid wood floor and an engineered wood floor is, in fact, the thickness of the product.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter if the floor is a raw or unfinished wood floor or if it's a pre-finished wood floor. If the format is a solid format, David, you can sand them equally as much.
Because I'm thinking of individuals, listeners, that are going into homes that had pre-finished floors installed that don't want that color anymore.
Yeah.
There's nothing to worry about that the wood's not thick enough to handle a light buffing to get the current stain off to put on new stain.
If it's a solid format floor,
okay,
you can treat it the same way as a raw lumber, unfinished, untreated floor.
All right.
If it's an engineered floor, for example, we carry engineered floors and we specify engineered floors, but we always like the ones that have a thick enough veneer where we can then sand it multiple times for you. Or if you sell the home to somebody that wants to change the color,
yeah,
it can be sanded. If, unfortunately, you have one of those floors that is an engineered floor that's very, very thin, you can't really change its color because you can't machine it. It'll just, it's not intended for that. It's too thin. It'll fall apart.
Got it. If our listeners want to reach out to you to ask more questions like that, how do they reach out
Absolutely.
To you?
Absolutely. Give us a call directly, please, at 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com.
815 for you, Tracy. Here's a great question. Think about it during the break. You would be shocked at the amount of vehicles that are pushed into the Chicagoland market through auctions after southern states have flooded after hurricane season, which you just said, hoping that the long air dry... that long air will dry them out after a few days in sewage water. So think about that, which is what you just talked about, and how our listeners can avoid being scammed and screwed over from those cars coming up from the south. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGM. 312-981-70.
You gotta, David,
I was here in studio.
That was good.
When Don walked in
with his brown flannel
shirt. It was 185
shirt.
Degrees outside, right? And he was in a brown like hunting flannel shirt or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
For no apparent reason.
And you asked him the appropriate question: why are you wearing that?
What is wrong with you?
I don't remember what he said.
I told him he looks like a 98-year-old man with circulation problems. Okay, he was in here basically. All he was missing was a winter hat and scarf and gloves, and he was ready to go chop down some trees. I don't know what's wrong with
the kid. He thought he was styling. I don't know.
He wasn't. I'm just trying to help the kid out. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I'm going to read the 815 text again.
Okay.
You would be shocked, and we've already covered this, but then the texts are texted in, so I want to cover it again. You would be shocked at the number of vehicles that are pushed into the Chicagoland market through auctions after southern states have flooded after hurricane season, hoping that the long, dry... period will dry the car out after a few days in sewage water or, like you said, in salt water.
Right.
How can our listeners be aware of not to buy a car that has been through a hurricane or through inclement weather, right? Either sewage. Listen, if you have a hurricane goes through and the sewer lines are overloaded, guess what? It's going to rise up in the street. It's going to get in your car. And those cars, okay, everybody knows there's a shortage of cars. It's not a secret, right? You put them on a flatbed, send them to Chicago.
Yep.
Okay? And then, you know, the people in Chicago, what do we know about hurricanes?
We don't, but we do know about Carfax. And so you have to use the tools that are available to you. And this right now, shortly after things like this happen, like last year was Houston, this year is New Orleans and Mississippi, any car that's coming out of that area right now, and you know where it came from, you know what dealer it was for sale at, you know if it was titled before, if it's a used car, you know what state it was titled in.
Sure.
You look at things like that, and if you see those kinds of things, those are red flags, just run from that car. And we try to avoid those cars. And like when you said the last texter sent in, from 217,
yeah.
That, you know, would you give me a price on mine over the phone? Yeah, I might, but I want to know a lot more about it before I give you a number on your car.
Here's another follow-up from 708. Any car that had insurance, you just said this, at the time of the flood, would be totaled.
Correct.
You're talking about now, thank you, 708, great point. You just covered that.
Absolutely.
Okay, now, if you have an older car... Now, what's your definition of older car? Is it 2016? I mean, what's your definition of an older car? That's where we get into the gray matter. Our listeners might not have, they might have bought it off of somebody out of their garage.
Right. But it really doesn't matter how old the vehicle was. If you had full coverage on insurance on that vehicle, your insurance company is going to total a vehicle that was in a flood.
Flatten it out, put it through a shredder.
No, they sell them to salvage companies.
Okay.
And that's where you have to be careful, because some of these salvage companies now, as you're this last text that you gave me,
yep.
No, the one before that.
Okay,
was saying that you'd be surprised how many vehicles come in. He probably knows something that I don't even know, but
that's impossible because you know everything.
Wow.
You weren't ready.
Ask his wife.
I got him. I got him.
He did. I can't even argue with
that. That was good. Speechless for the first time.
Yes. I thought I was wrong once, but I was mistaken.
Yes, you were mistaken.
So, but anyway, there are so many vehicles that are brought in here by these salvage companies who bought these vehicles from the insurance company, and now they're reselling them, hoping that they can beat the Carfax report But again, if you look at the states where they came from, you have to be careful of hurricane damage or floods or whatever.
Go ahead, Ira.
I'm a little confused, though. If the car is quote-unquote totaled, meaning that the insurance company has deemed it a complete loss.
Correct.
Shouldn't there be some regulation or restriction on what happens to that vehicle? How is that vehicle allowed to re-enter the market?
It's resold with a salvage title. So in order for the salvage company to resell it, he has to sell it with a salvage title. But especially with the vehicles being so short as they are right now, people are desperate for vehicles. So people are willing to buy vehicles.
So it's buyer beware, Tracy.
Exactly.
That's what you're saying.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
But and do your homework. I mean, if you look on Carfax, you can see where it came from. You have a pretty good idea of what happened.
All right. So if you buy a car and you try to get insurance from this car, for this car, you're not going to get insurance from it. If you try to get insurance for this car, your insurance company, whatever your insurance company is, it doesn't matter, puts in the VIN, the vehicle identification number.
Yes.
And sees that it's a total wash, right? It was a salvage car. Mm-hmm. But you just bought it as a used car, not knowing that it was a salvage car.
Right.
What you're telling me is most likely the insurance company, what I'm taking from this conversation, will not insure that car.
Actually, they will insure the car.
They will.
But they won't cover any. It's not like a warranty. They're not going to cover any mechanical things that go wrong with the vehicle. They will still cover
collision,
it
for stuff like that.
Collision or comprehensive
theft,
or yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Liability.
Sure.
So if you hit somebody with that vehicle, it's still a vehicle that can be driven, and so they will still insure it, but they're not going to cover it for any type of repairs. Now, the manufacturer sees that it's a salvage title, and they're not going to. They automatically end the warranty on it. Yes, absolutely, they should.
Well, as they should. But if you're a buyer, not knowing this,
right?
But that's my point, David. So it's buyer beware, which I get, and based on what Tracy's saying, I get that. But as a consumer, if I don't know to do my homework. In other words, I don't know what I don't know, right? And if I didn't realize or didn't know that I had to check Carfax and all these other things for fear that this vehicle came out of a flood area, as a consumer, I could be buying, like you just said, a used vehicle, not knowing that it's a garbage car.
Yeah. But that's why this show is so valuable.
Okay, so here, coming in as a woman,
you are.
How fast can you get a Carfax report?
30 seconds.
30 seconds, you just pop it up on your phone? I'm just asking as
all of my inventory.
I know about Carfax.
If you look at any vehicle on my inventory, you can click on the Carfax button and you'll get it within 10 seconds.
Oh, so it's like a QR?
Yes. Yeah.
And we're not talking woman. What if you're just a listener, an uneducated listener?
There's a lot of
uneducated men out there, too.
Absolutely.
It's not even education. It's just
knowledge.
Knowledge. Yeah. Knowledge. So to Tracy's point, that's why I guess we're here, right?
That's why we're here.
We got to go to the newsroom. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Holmes from Chicago, AM 720, WGN. 312-981-7200. Ron Brown, are you still there? 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. When Ron Brown... not at the desk. When Ron gets back at the desk, we have a texter that didn't like the way he said Valparaiso. And I can understand because I lived in Valparaiso, and I didn't want to say anything, but since the texter pointed out, it's a beautiful town. Yep. Do you go to Valparaiso?
I mean, occasionally.
Occasionally? All right. Just want to make sure. 312-981-7200. So you know I'm buddies with the police chief of Buffalo Grove. Guy by the name of Stephen Cass.
He's been on the show.
He's been on the show.
Yeah.
And he's like, when can I come back on? He keeps begging to come back on. I'm like, we have nothing to talk to you about. So, and you're not that interesting. So he's listening, and he's like, Hazy Floor, hey, man, that was my garage band's name in high school. Okay.
Did he just text you?
He just texted me. And he's with emojis of laughing and crying because he has no sense of humor, and he thinks that's funny.
You know what you should offer for him to call in right now.
He should call in.
He doesn't have the balls
to do that. 312-981-7200. He doesn't have Police Chief Buffalo Grove. He doesn't have the stones to call in to defend himself. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Gertrude's got Hazy Floors, which is ironically the name of Chief Cass Stevens.
Who knew?
Band name in high school. God, who knew that he had any talent to play any type of instrument?
His name is Chief Cat Stevens?
Cass Stevens. Chief Steve Cass Stevens. Get it right, because you drive through Buffalo Grove, you might get a search.
312-981. I know you.
Then you'll definitely get a search. You'll definitely get pulled over. Hochberg, over there. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Gertrude 815 put her name down in her text message. That was very nice of her. She has Hazy Floors. We talked about it earlier in the show. She wasn't probably listening to what you were talking about with the hazy floors. Can you readdress the hazy floor challenge?
I think it's worth repeating, David. So it's a question that literally we field every single day. People call in and they say, look, we have, you know, my floors look lifeless. They look hazy. They're not even that old. What's going on? And the first, you know, the first question I ask is, you know, how are you maintaining the floors? What are you cleaning them with? And inevitably, it's either a bucket of water and a mop with a concoction of different chemicals, or it's one of these, you know, well-known, you know, national brands of cleaning products. And the problem with all of that, and where our philosophy differs from maybe the rest of the industry, is that we're looking to lift dirt off the floor and transfer it onto a mop, a rag, a paper towel, anything. So we're looking to change the surface tension of dirt, move it from the floor onto the rag, whereas the rest of the industry is trying to leave your floor, you know, basically shiny. And the problem with that sheen, as we've been talking about all afternoon here, is that that sheen is really there as a byproduct of cleaning agents that leave oils and waxes on the surface. They leave the floor hazy over time because what happens with all that oil and sheen is that it builds up and creates a complete mess. And not only does it look bad, but it actually encapsulates and entraps dust, dirt, and debris, and actually wears your floors out prematurely. So sometimes we lose sheen because you've actually walked across this abrasive surface and actually sanded down your floor to the point where you've dulled out the finish. So our products are designed to cut through all of the gunk, if you will, that's on the surface of the floor.
Layers,
and
years.
You know, all of these years of using incorrect cleaning products. And, you know, so we will gently remove all of that, and we'll expose the polyurethane that your floor is coated with, and really allow the polyurethane to give the floor your vibrancy back. So in answer to Gertrude's question, go to MrFloor.com, use the promo code WGN, purchase our Mr. Floor Wood Floor Cleaner or the Deep Cleaning Kit, as we've been talking about, which will do a fantastic job. And it'll actually improve the life of the floor. It'll improve the condition of the floor. It'll improve the look of the floor and reset the clock on it for you.
Now, Jan is on the phone. She was clearing her throat to make sure that she asked her question in a clear manner. Jan, did you get that frog out of your throat? Jan?
Yes.
Okay. We have Mr. Floor here for you. And Jan from Palos has a question for you, Mr. Floor. Go ahead. Hey, Jan.
Hi. Hi. I have travertine floors, and I'm wondering how I can... I was wondering if I can get them professionally cleaned and sealed.
What's a travertine floor?
So a travertine floor, a travertine is a natural stone, and it's beautiful, but as all natural stones, it's very, very porous. And requires a lot of maintenance. And so it's right. Definitely something you need to clean properly and reseal periodically. There are companies out there that specialize in that sort of work. But what you can also try in the meantime, Jan, is you can actually go to MrFloor.com, use the promo code WGN, and you could try our natural stone cleaner, which is specifically designed to clean travertine and other natural stone surfaces like marbles and granites and those sorts of things. That'll at least remove whatever you know, contaminants or whatever haze or whatever buildup you might have there, which will actually make it a lot easier for the company coming in to reseal your floors to be able to do their job and apply those sealants properly.
Did you get that, okay, Jan?
I did. And is there so once I get this cleaned, and I would just order the natural stone cleaner through you?
Yeah.
Mr. Floor?
Just at MrFloor.com, okay. Yeah.
And if you go to MrFloor.com and enter WGN, you get a discount off your first order, Jan.
Okay. And then is there a professional company then you said that could come in and clean it after I initially clean it?
Do you do that?
So we can actually come out and we can do a deep cleaning, a professional deep cleaning for you. You know,
a tile?
One of the things that we've been talking about all afternoon, Jan, is we actually sell a deep cleaning kit. Where you can actually specify the surface that you're going to be cleaning. So in your case, it would be the natural stone, and you could try it yourself first, but we do offer professional cleaning and sealing if you need that from us.
How about that, Jan?
Okay, sounds great.
All right, Hang on one sec. We're going to send you a complimentary sample of Mr. Floor Cleaning Products. Coming up next, we have Tracy Kahn, along with the police chief of Buffalo Grove.
Hey,
Cat Stevens.
Cat Stevens. He didn't enjoy me calling him out, which...
So he grew a pair.
He grew a pair, which...
Come on,
means
this
I'm
is
gonna,
the chief.
Which means,
guys,
I'm going to pay for it eventually somewhere down the line. Next time I'm on Lake Cook Road. A lot of construction going on, so I could probably my car be misidentified or pulled over for a safety check. I'm sure you understand that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Something with your blinker or something.
Something.
Right?
Yeah. They'll find something.
Well, and you got the license plate that gives it away.
Or the driver. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. My good friend and buddy, Police Chief Steve Cass Stevens. After these messages, brace for impact. Steve Suarez from RJ Grant Plumbing took about 7 minutes to answer a very simple question. And Joe and I are like about ready to pull our fingernails out. And we just had to bring it to Steve's attention live on air that he needs to answer these questions quicker.
You asked him what time it was, and he told you how to build a watch.
For the love of God. It was basically that. It's kind of like with Cass Stevens here, Chief Cass Stevens. He's a long-breath man. He's... likes to tell stories. So
could you be nice to the chief, please?
I'm very nice, David. To the chief. How many raffle tickets have I bought, chief, to support? I could have bought a Harley, right?
Did you hear what chief said?
Of course.
He said not enough.
It's never enough.
That's what
he sells me. Hey, it's raffle ticket season. I'm like, hey, for the amount of money I've gotten to raffles, I could have gone and bought a Harley Davidson myself. Don't drive them. Don't ride a motorcycle.
And yet still you don't.
Because there's good reason. Because my mother would not let me. And she still, even though she's passed, she still won't let me.
She still won't let you.
So there's no shot. Hi, Chief. How are you? Thanks for calling into the show.
I am good. How are you? Do you value your ability to drive in Buffalo Grove?
I really do. I just want to know what instrument that did you play?
See, you know, the flugelhorn.
The flugelhorn. That's a special instrument. Special instrument. You
know what, David, I don't even know what that is.
It's a type of trumpet. I know exactly what that is, Chief.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I know what it is. It's a type of trumpet.
Of course. I played the trumpet for 8 years.
Not very well, but okay.
No.
Right?
I didn't say that.
So how many years, so what years in school did you play the trumpet, the flugelhorn?
I played the trumpet 4 years in high school and 4 years in grade school before that.
And how many hours and how many hundreds of dollars did your parents put into those lessons? How many?
Who knows, but it clearly helped me become a better cop.
Yes, yes.
Clearly.
Clearly. All of that flugelhorn blowing.
You know what? You know why I have even more respect for Chief right now? Because he's part of the brass section. I was a first-year tuba player in my high school band.
Oh, look at that. You guys got a lot in common.
We got some things.
I played the cornet, so I trump both of you.
Okay.
There you go.
So, I played the bass clarinet.
Bass clarinet.
Oh, there we go.
Well, there you go. Did you play any instrument, Tracy?
I played sports.
Okay, yeah. He's a man. That's what he just said. Without saying it, yeah, all you musicians, I played sports.
I'm glad you could read between the lines.
I understand. I totally get it. Anything you want to share with us, Chief? Anything out there of importance in the law enforcement?
What I want to share with you is that you just need to remember, since I know the car you drive and the license plate, that means 63 other Buffalo Grove officers know as well.
And just for the record, sir, he was the one that put me up to saying you grew up here.
Yeah.
I know. I was listening.
I'll tell you what. You know where I was today, Chief? I was at the Notre Dame-Wisconsin game. I was with Police Chief Retired Klein of the Chicago Police Department, an alderman, 19th Ward alderman, Matt O'Shea. We are going to do a live remote, Chief. Okay, we're going to do a live remote. I believe it's February 19th from the 19th Ward. We're going to do a telethon, a fundraiser, to raise money for the police officers of Chicago to get vests. How about that?
Oh, that's outstanding. Phil Klein's a good guy. I'm glad he's still involved in so many ways that he is with the memorial and with that program as well.
Yeah, and Stubler is going to get out there with his bagpipes. He's got...
There you go.
He's a police officer. He's a commander?
Commander.
He's a commander. Commander Stubler.
Yeah. In Chicago.
No, nope, Naperville.
Oh, Naperville. Okay.
But he plays bagpipes for the Chicago Police Department bagpipe.
God bless him.
Organization there. And he's been working on its training men. Because I told him.
Yeah. Via bagpipe.
Just for you.
Chief, am I lying? Chief, am
no,
I...
you're not lying. He's practicing just for you.
I told
this
him.
Is
he's
your
like,
only request.
That's right. He's like, I only got 6 or 8 different notes there. I'm like, it's not my problem. Figure it out.
It's like your anthem now, David.
That's what it is.
I mean, apparently.
Yeah. Anybody else is like, oh, I want to hear Amazing Grace on the bagpipe.
Right.
Awkward. Oh, no, it's Raining Men.
As if you don't like that song?
It's Raining Men.
I mean, it's one of the greatest songs of all time.
But bagpipe thing? Bagpipe?
What's your problem?
I'm just saying, I love the bagpipe, but I've never...
I wouldn't understand that one on the bagpipes.
No, I don't know.
You don't have to. It's up to Commander Stubler in order to figure it out with the other men and women of the Chicago Bagpipe Corps. I don't play the bagpipe. I just make recommendations. I'm a leader. I make recommendations to other people. Figure it out. Hold on, what?
Is he going to play his flute?
You're an idea too? Guy, David. That's what I like about you.
Let's not get into specific instruments. I said the bagpipes. What? Doesn't matter to me. I want men in kilts at this event, the February 19th.
I want to be there.
We're going to raise $100,000, Chief.
You get a cold air blowing up your skirt.
It's fine. It's not my... Again.
It's a great cause. Regardless of what it is, it's a great cause.
Not my concern what's up and down those skirts. I'm just made a request from Commander Stubler out in Naperville. Because he's part of the Chicago Bagpipe Corps. They should be able to figure it out. I did it over a year ago. I mean, these men proclaim to be musicians. Okay? They're good with firearms and bagpipes. Figure it out.
That's not at the same time.
Some are. But that's a whole other story, Chief. Special occasions, right? I'm just saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, I just wanted to thank you for calling into the show. And for sharing your musical attunement with us and your experience of 8 years of failed lessons that your parents dumped thousands of dollars into in grade school and high school for you to become chief of police of Buffalo Grove instead of some concert trumpist. I'm sure your parents are very proud. Yeah, you know, just think
overachiever in different ways.
Yeah, just think of the compounding interest that they're probably... $750,000, you know, in 1970. Well, he went to school in the 60s. So $1960.
Oh, hey.
Just think over the past 40 years, all the compounding interest, trumpet money went down the toilet. Well, thank you.
Spoken like a true finance guy.
Yes, yes. And thank you for allowing me to refinance you, all your friends, family, and other chiefs in the area. I appreciate that.
I'll keep them coming, my friend.
All right, buddy. I love you, Chief. I'll talk to you later.
All right, brother.
Bye-bye. 312-981-7200. We were going to send him a Mr. Floor cleaning product, but I don't want it to go off the lines here, right? I wanted to keep it in line. Plus, he's a mess, and he would need more than sample.
He would need, like, you know...
He'd need a couple of gallons.
Yeah, that's okay.
And then somebody to use it, because it would be all over the place.
We will teach the chief how to properly maintain.
You don't have
floors.
The time. I know this guy a long time. Forget about it. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I want to tease the 815, another 815. What do I have to do for Tracy to take over my mechanic shop of my company, 815? So I want to tease that because we talked about it and 815 chimed in. How do I get more information about that? Because we talked about during the last break, everybody in here, how it's very expensive to have all that overhead and have the employees that you're having trouble replacing and trouble finding. And then keep all of the parts in stock that go into all of the different trucks. It could be tens of thousands of dollars in parts that they don't need to carry, plus all the overhead, plus the employees, plus the benefits and all that stuff. It makes a lot of sense what you were telling me, just to do it in-house.
Yep.
312-981-7200. Hey, Ron, Valparaiso is not Valparaiso. It's Valparaiso. I live there. A texter wanted to point it out. We still love you. You did a great job. Just trying to make it a little better. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Ron Brown coming up with news, traffic, and sports. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, 815. I'm taking it. They own a small company or a small business owner, tired of running a maintenance shop. What do they do to contact you to get more information about you becoming their maintenance shop, for lack of a better term? You know, they don't want to service their trucks anymore. They're tired of trying to hire people. They're tired of running the huge inventory. They're tired of all the overhead. How do they contact you? How do they get started?
Well, first of all, the easiest way would be to contact my service director. His name is Mike Payne. Now, that's a great name for service,
yeah,
right, Payne?
Mike
Payne. So you want to you can't even make this stuff up. My last name is Khan. My sales manager's name is Deal. My new car manager's name is Driver.
Nice.
My old used car manager's name was Reem. So we had to hire a service guy named Payne.
Wow. You serious?
So I am dead serious.
Wow.
Seriously, you can't make this stuff up.
Wow.
It wouldn't be as funny. So The best thing would be to call Mike Payne and let him know exactly what you have. It would help to have a list of your inventory so that we know what to plan for and what kind of times we need, and set up times to bring each of the vehicles in so that we can go over each one and
previous service records, probably.
That would help. Yeah, that always helps. Yes.
So the age of the vehicles, the mileage of the
vehicle. Well, if you bring in the serial number and the miles, we get a pretty good idea from there. We can run if it's a fairly recent Ford, we can get the history off of a Ford.
Even if it was serviced in a private shop?
Certainly. You can get that off of Carfax now.
Really?
Absolutely.
So if I had Hochberg Incorporated Truck Fleet, God help us all, especially all the listeners out there.
You make barometers, right?
Yeah, I make barometers, right, to transport the barometers to the marketplace. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ron Brown. But if I fixed those trucks in my shop, mm-hmm. you have a record of that?
I do.
How is that possible?
Anything that goes through the state where you're paying tax, it goes through that department where it would be on a Carfax
even
report.
The service.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Okay. So then,
that's how we can tell if a vehicle has been well maintained when we take it in on trade or not.
Interesting.
Just like when 217 called and said, hey, can you tell me what my price is over the phone? If I have the serial number, I get a pretty good idea of how well they took care of this vehicle.
Really?
Yes.
So every time, like, I got 300 miles, my warning's coming up to my service and my brakes are squeaking and all that stuff. So it means I got to get in for brakes and my coolant light's coming on to check. Mm-hmm. So I got to bring it in, right? It's just another schlep out to my, to Schaumburg, to St. Charles to drop my car off. But
yeah, but call me and we'll go to dinner and we'll listen
absolutely.
To the bagpipes.
Well, now that I know that. Yeah. Absolutely. But they keep track of all. I did not know that.
Yes. Yeah. It all shows up on the Carfax. And again, you get a pretty good idea of how well a vehicle is maintained from that Carfax report, because you can see at the how regularly they did their maintenance on it.
What do you guys do? Your shop's off of Oakton in Skokie. That's a little further away than Carroll Stream. You're not going to schlep out to Carroll Stream. It's a little outside your geographical area. What do you do? Do you have a maintenance crew?
We have a local shop that we work with. Working with them for years, similar to like your clients, Tracy, that mm-hmm. That you service. But yeah, so they service all of our vehicles.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you don't wrench anything?
No.
Huh.
No.
No, when you put a pencil to it, and again, PermaSeal did this, and when you look at what the payroll is and benefits and, as you said, stocking parts and everything else, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it
time.
At all.
No.
And Mr. Payne?
Mike Payne.
Is there a number that our 815 could contact Mr. Payne at?
The best bet would be to call the main line, 630-682-9200. You can also go to joecottonford.com and click on the service tab, and then it'll say contacts, and you can send them an email as well.
I'm going to get a texter. Can you please have them slow down and say it slower? So slow down and say it again.
It's joecottonford.com, and then click on the service tab and look for Mike Payne.
Okay.
He'll be at the top.
I got a great call yesterday about flooring. Guy wanted to know. Guy calls me up. He's like, I bought this house 18 years ago. Wife pulled up the carpet to put some type of flooring down. The carpet guys came, pulled up the carpet. There was asbestos tile on the floor. He wanted to know, does he have a claim 18 years after buying the home? Wow. I said, listen, I'm a mortgage guy. I'm not a real estate attorney. You could call up David Schluter to ask this, but I'm going to give you this answer. By the time you try to track down the people you bought the home from 18 years ago, if they're still alive, the time to track down the people the attorney you used 18 years ago, if they're still alive or in business, and the time that you're going to spend trying to get this through the courts, you should just hire our restoration company. I'm having JC Restoration to come in.
Yeah, they're great.
And replace it. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, 100%. Well, first of all, you know, there are some signs of whether or not, like, for example, vinyl tile, you know, whether it's asbestos or not. And it's
what are those signs?
So one of the things you look for is size. So
size
typically
matters.
Yeah, size does matter.
Yes. So if it's a 12 by 12 size, like in other words, 12 inches by 12 inches, that size square, chances are it's post the asbestos era. But if it's a size, for example, 9 by 9 or smaller, in most cases, that could be a problem. That could be an asbestos type tile. But the only true way to know, David, is to actually hire JC or somebody locally in the listening area and have that actual tested, right? So they would pluck a piece. They would send it off to the lab. The lab would come back with a positive or a negative, and then you know what you're up against.
Okay.
But as a homeowner, if anybody out there is listening, if you're looking at tile that's 9 by 9 inches or smaller,
raise a red flag.
Raise a red flag, get it tested.
Really?
Yep.
And there's no portable something you could run to a big box or a True Value.
There may be. There
put some
be.
Dye on it, turns green or blue or yellow. I'm into Breaking Bad right now. I'm binging.
That's the second time you've mentioned that.
I know. Today. Well, because I'm watching it now. It's a great show. I'm on season 3. Unbelievable.
It gets better.
Don't blow it for me. So there might be a portable testing thing.
There may be, and I'm sure if you go online, I'm sure there's going to be. But you know, the legitimate true way to do it is to send it off or call like JC Restoration.
Yeah, that's what I told them.
They'll come out and they'll follow the protocols of getting it tested, and then they'll give you a full report,
right?
Which you can't get out of out of a little jar or whatever,
right?
So hire JC. They'll come out. They'll do it properly. They'll document it properly, and then you'll know what you're dealing
with. Okay, I did not know that. I'm learning a lot of things today. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We have a number of different text messages coming in for Candace, but let's take a quick break here, Benny. So we got a long stretch during the last leg of the show. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. The phone number, which is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line, is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all our contact information and to get all of the and to download podcasts or previous shows at WGNDavid.com. Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720, WGN. English is our first language here, as everybody that listens to the show, we master it in our own special, specific way. We pronounce things the way we think they should be pronounced, even.
But that's a technical term, sump pit.
Let's not be critical.
Right,
we got 12 minutes to go, and you're like diving deeper. I was just I was grazing it to move on, and you're like, let's look at this.
I'm just getting you off the hook.
He's just very well educated because he went to school in Valparaiso.
No, I went to school in DeKalb. I lived in Valparaiso. My first marriage.
Ooh.
My trial marriage. My training wheel marriage.
Your starter marriage.
Starter marriage. Didn't work out.
All right.
But things happen, and I was in therapy for it. Thanks for bringing it up, Tracy. It's okay. Appreciate you ripping that scab off and having a little PTSD moment. 312-981-7200. I lived in Aberdeen off of Route 6. Beautiful community. I'm shaking right now. Off the 13th green.
You're having a hard time.
Wow. Yeah, I'm having
a hard
time.
Look at him.
I'm just breaking down.
He's
thanks. Thanks for bringing it back. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. 847, caught the tail end of Candace the last time she talked about the services that she provided. Can she quickly list the different services? My mother could use her help. So what? We have an 847 that I guess tuned in at the tail end. We have listeners coming in and out. Can you briefly, quickly, before the end of the show, just list a bunch of the different services?
Activities of daily living, which could be walking, which could be exercising, which could be showering, toileting. If somebody has a brief that needs to be changed, we change the briefs. I use the word briefs because it's the only nice thing to say. We can make sure that they're being fed. We can make sure their medications are being taken.
Can you administer meds?
No, we cannot. We can pour them into the person's hand, and they can put them in their mouth. We cannot administer. We cannot touch their medication.
Okay. That's important.
It's very important.
Okay. That's why I wanted to clarify that.
We can change a bandage if it's a Band-Aid.
Sure.
We can't change
a
if
wound.
It's a pressure wound.
Right. Okay. That's important.
Showering, you know, we could do an hour visit for showers because most, you know, mature people are 3 times a week.
Yep.
We could do their legal services if they want us to do legal services. We can do their plowing. They're talking about ice now, getting rid of the ice during the winter.
Sure.
We're coming up on that. Getting them ready for winter, doing their fall cleanup.
Yep.
Their cleaning. Anything that you could imagine under the sun that you do in a house, we will help you.
Can you take them outside of the house, Candace, for example, to the grocery store, for those sorts of
things? Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. And we love, you know, they'll either walk or they'll have one of the carts and our people will be behind them.
So do you take them in their vehicle or your vehicle?
Our vehicle charges. I'll just let you know, there's a mileage charge, but it's nothing major. It gets them out of the house.
Sure, sure.
If they want to go, let's say, down to Navy Pier, they'll take them down to Navy Pier.
Let me ask you a question. The pay attention to this, Tracy.
Yes, sir.
Three times showering a week?
Yes.
Three?
Yeah, you got to step your game up, Trace. I'm just saying.
Because their skin is too thin.
Yep.
So if you do more than three times a week,
you're going to rip it. I've never been accused of having thin skin.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
So I know, once a week.
I know you're into saving water, and you're only down to two, you know, so you might want to step up your game to three. Okay? Appreciate you showering on your birthday.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Round comment.
Yeah, where's the singing? Somebody promised some sort of singing.
Oh, what birthday boy?
No. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we will. Another 8 minutes.
We'll could spare
sing.
Everybody.
Is no, that, no, eight no. minutes. You could sing your heart out. So if our listeners,
die
before Tracy. So if our listeners want to reach out to you to learn more about the different services like this 847 texter wanted to, how do they reach you?
847-219-1718 or inhomecaregivers.net.
Receive the text. Can you give us more information about the police fests? We do it every year. Alderman Matt O'Shea of the 19th Ward, southwest side of Chicago. That's where the Southside Irish Day Parade is. He has a lot of first responders within his ward. He called me up a couple, 3 years ago. I asked him how many years it's been. He said 3 years he's been coming on the show in February to promote the pancake breakfast that he has at a church down in within his ward that they raise money, tens of thousands of dollars, to buy police bulletproof vests for Chicago police officers. So he's been coming on the show for 3 years. Even with COVID, he would call in. He wouldn't come down. We have a good time with Matt. Matt's a good guy. He's a great alderman. Takes care of his ward. Very, very into servicing his ward. I said, hey, we should do a live remote to promote the pancake breakfast. He's like, let's do it. So Kevin McDonough, who's a sales rep here, who happens to live in the 19th ward, set it up. We had lunch with the alderman, his staff, and it's on. So for the 19th, our goal is to raise $100,000 for police vests, bulletproof vests for police officers within the city of Chicago. And the way the police in general are treated by the public nowadays is, in my opinion, it's disgusting. And I was raised as a young boy to fear and respect the police, not go up to them and call them names and dare them to arrest me and call them names and like call them dirt and treat them like crap. But then when somebody breaks into your house, who do you call? Right? Okay. You're going to call the police officers. So we're going to give back, as we do a lot on this show, and we're going to have a live remote in the 19th ward, 3 hours. We're going to have a great time. We're going to raise a ton of money. And we're going to bring in a talk to a lot of the personalities here at WGN to come join us and help us and raise some dough. And it's going to be a great event. And 100% of the money is going towards buying police vests, bulletproof vests for Chicago police officers. So that's what we were talking about earlier. And that's where I was earlier today with Matt O'Shea at the Bears game. I was down there for a half. And it was good. It's good to meet everybody down there. And we're going to get this thing rolling, help out. Get it through all of the different personalities here during the date, you know, weekday schedule and raise some money. So there you go. What nugget of knowledge, Mr. Tracy, do you want to leave all of our listeners with? Mr. Khan.
Mr. Tracy.
Mr. Tracy.
I'm Mr. Tracy.
Yes.
Sorry. Mr. Tracy Khan from Joe Cotton Ford. What nugget of knowledge you like?
I think to summarize things that we talked about today, it was do your due diligence when you're buying a vehicle. Run a Carfax report. Don't be afraid. Most reputable car dealers are going to have a Carfax automatically on their website. Use their they pay for it. I pay for it for everybody that runs it on my site. So use those tools that are available to you.
Know the vehicle you're buying.
Absolutely. And one other thing, stay out of the left lane on the Eisenhower in the next 35 minutes, please, so I can make it to my birthday party on time.
There you go. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
What are you, 53, 7?
No, it's like 60. Heinz something or other.
Heinz 50, well, got it. 57. You don't look a day over 64. You look great.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, now I can sing that song.
Yes.
When
you're 57. Yeah, 57. Marcy, if our listeners want to reach out to you to find out more about in-home healthcare services, how do they reach you?
847-219-1718, and it's inhomecaregivers.net. And please let us take care of your loved ones.
Mr. Floor, if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
For all of your flooring needs, including fantastic cleaning products, which will extend the life of your floors, at MrFloor.com using promo code WGN. WGN. You can visit us online at MrFloor.com for all of that, or give us a call directly at 847-674-7500.
Thank you for listening to our post-game Northwestern football game show. We're back at our regular time next week, 10 until 1. Tune in to Newsmax this Friday between 6 and 7. I'm going to be doing a segment on Newsmax cable. Newsmax. News Nation cable. My God. News Nation. I'm losing my mind. News Nation. I'm going to be doing a segment on News Nation this Friday between 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock on financing and mortgages and whatever else they want to ask me. Thanks for listening. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We'll be back next Saturday at a regular time. Have a great weekend, everybody.